Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Tonight, we're all drowning in Christie's tears as one of America's favorite house guests gets evicted from the game. But the power is once again up for grabs, so who will slide into the top of the heap? We'll find out soon enough. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
In honor of Kat, let's all do a metaphorical mohawk.
Meow.
What the? I said in honor of Kat, and Bryce becomes a cat. I was going to do a mohawk moment. That's what she's known. That's going to be her gif, is the mohawk. In the shower.
Oh, gosh. No, we are terrible fans. Yeah, good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McLean. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show. It is day 58 in the house, and there's still plenty of game left to be played, so let's get started. However, we first must introduce our panel, starting with Jessica Williams.
What's up, guys? Woo, woo, woo. Happy Thursday.
Pause.
Oh, thank you.
And Charles Connolly.
Before the wife. It's me, Charles Connolly. Meow in honor of Kat, as Bryce likes to reference her. I just wanted to say before the wife, because that's been Cliff's like tagline. I love it.
Before the wife.
Before the wife.
Oh, no, you got to...
Before the wife.
Yeah, whatever. Why is he the god? He's like the godfather.
He is.
The hog father. And Rachel will be back with us next week. We miss you, Rachel. Come back. All right. So,
so genuine.
I know. It's true. It's really true.
It is true. I miss her too. I haven't seen her in so long.
It's been a long time.
She'll be back.
We really need some insight too, because there's a lot of stuff that people. We've heard a lot of times where like people are like, if you're a house guest, you'll know. If you're a house, like people and whatever. So, one of America's favorite, as I mentioned, one of America's favorite house guests. Yeah, we are.
Bear with us.
Of the season, and there weren't many. Was evicted, sent to the jury house. So we'll break down our thoughts and how we think that will impact the game moving forward. Plus, Otev is back, and a twist from America flops hard.
Flop hard. There we go.
What's the fallout? We'll let you know. Stay with us. And finally, an update on the showmans as they keep forming and crumbling in both in and out of the house.
Yeah. I have some inside tea. Well, you've already probably seen the tea on the relationship that wasn't and the response from one of those members of the relationship on Twitter. And it was a bold response. Mm.
Very bold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, you guys.
And as you said, we're going to be drowning in a lot of tears because there were so many tears this past week, and I never laughed so hard.
You laughed till you cried.
Oh my god!
You?
Yes, literally. Tell so me. We're gonna talk about that too. We want to get your feedback on what y'all think of all the darn tears flowing around that house.
I'm so excited. But first, guys,
what?
Not all cats have 9 lives. Guys, come on!
Yeah.
I had great jokes today.
They were like, "No sound effects."
Nobody cares. Everyone's like so mad, and now I'm sweating. How did you guys think? I have a lot of opinions about this, so I wanted to know what you guys thought about Kat being evicted over Cliff.
I am personally upset about it because Kat is so funny to me. Like she is, I don't know, she lives on a different planet. I think that she was not great campaigning for herself the previous time that that the house almost completely flipped on her. And this time she just totally psyched herself out. But she did that consistently because even in Veto, I'm sure we'll get to in Veto, her meltdown, it was just like, girl, keep your eye on the prize. So she just didn't have it took to keep the votes.
Well, let's talk about that because that was extremely overly dramatic.
That was like, so dramatic, y'all. Oh my god.
I mean, seriously, that was the
producers
most ridiculous.
Really had a heyday with that moment with Kat not even like pushing, like she just walked past Cliff to like sit on the thing, and immediately she bursts into tears. I'm so sorry, Cliff. Oh my God. And Cliff's like, I had a bum knee. You should go ahead of me. And then cut to Jessica and Nicole just consoling each other, like crying, weeping. It was
good.
It was a moment.
Like, what? And what's happening?
But the music, yeah. too. There's the whole editing, perfect. Everything yes. going back to Cliff, yes. going back to Justin Nicole, going back to Kat, going, I mean,
going back to
deal?
Like Otev's eyes. Like,
yeah. That was good.
It was good.
Honestly,
editing.
That moment was. I was on such an emotional roller coaster in that moment because I was like, yes, Kat, because I was like, Cliff needs to be gone. I was already upset. Let's just talk about the veto comp for a second. I was already upset with Cliff because he knocked out Mickey.
Yeah.
And I'm like rooting for, you know, the side that wanted to backdoor Christy. I was like, that would be exciting. So I'm like, come on. Cliff had it wrong. Stupid old Tommy over there like, oh, this is the one I have.
This is Didn't a rock star flashback.
Yes. Y'all saw previous seasons. Keep that card close because Cliff would have been out. So anyway, I'm mad about that. So I was so happy. I was like, oh, Cliff is winning over Kat. And then he slips. And then she grabs. And then she slips and drops her card. And then she gets it. And I was like, no, wait, who? I'm all excited. And then she made a boss move because she used all her core just to stand up on the plaque while he's like, one arm drowning. And then she achieves it. I'm like, yes, this is exciting. And then she burst out in tears. I was like, no, you're not the boss.
The moment I knew it was Otev was the moment I knew Cliff needs to go first because the biggest chance we had to get a Christy eviction, which would have been the most exciting thing to happen this week,
absolutely,
was Mickey and Kat.
Yeah.
Or,
Mickey
that was
in particular.
It.
Mickey
and Kat. So he's gutting for her hard.
Yeah. But he's... I was going to say, Mickey seems to have lost a little bit of his athleticism, if that's...
It wasn't that. He just couldn't find the cards. And I thought that he had the best chance because he went in like plowers, like, the way that he was muffling through all that dirt.
Yeah.
And then again, good editing because they were like, they pushed him first. And he's like, I got to get this. I know exactly which one it is, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, he's the first one out. It's just, it was really very, very telling. But like, for me with Kat, and obviously it was hard. I do genuinely like both of them. I mean, Kat is such an odd player to me in the sense that either she's like the smartest person or the dumbest person in the house. Like I don't know. But like so I was thinking about this and I was like, if I were Kat and after Tommy said in his nomination speech, he goes, I think you and Cliff both have a lot of relationships, working relationships in the house, and that, you know, whatever scares, I don't even think he said that. But I would have gone to Tommy after his nomination speech and been honest with him because I think for some reason, at least with Christy and Tommy, at least this week, it seems to me that they do appreciate honesty. I mean, Christy tells everybody everything, and obviously Tommy, you know, has this, like, probably feels the same way. I just think that if Kat would have gone to Tommy and been like, I am cool with a lot of people, but I'm not coming after you, and other people are. But she holds everything so emotionally, and it's, like, in a way of, like, and not in the way that Christy does, because Christy's emotionally, like, strategic in certain aspects, and then also I just think that she's
unpredictable.
Kat is like emotional in the sense of like you like flick her on the shoulder and is like, I'm never talking to you again. But if you like literally like
try to get her out the house,
well, if you sleep with her and then tell her to go to hell, she's like, I don't care about you. Like, I don't care. It's just she's almost irrationally emotional. Whereas I think Christy is at least. I think she does definitely feel her feelings, and I think Kat does too, but I just think that she's, I don't know, what do you guys think?
I think that Kat had intentions of going after Tommy, to be honest. If it was Kat's HOH that week, I think she would have put Tommy on the block.
Really?
Because I think that Tommy is the biggest threat in the house. Tommy's in first place in terms of biggest chance to win Big Brother, and I think Kat is the most in tune with how the game works, and she knows how jury works, so I think that because even in her conversation in Tommy's HOH room, when she's talking to Tommy and he's lying because he's curling his bottom lip or whatever, she's saying in her DR, if, like, I'll tell Tommy I wouldn't have put him up, but is that the truth? Not really. I mean, but I'm not lying. I'm just kind of omitting certain parts of the truth.
Yeah.
So I think she fully had intention of putting Tommy up. I think that she's like one of the few people who knows how to play the game. And yeah, I don't think that she would have lied to him to his face.
Or I tried think to build that it's so funny him. Talking about her diary room sessions because she says that strategy as if it's brand new.
Yeah.
She's like, so I kind of didn't tell him, but I probably would. I know. Oh no!
Yeah.
Don't play this game, girl. Don't tempt us like that. And so that was really funny to me. But something else that you said, just based on her going up and talking to Tommy and saying like, oh, okay. She did say that to him. She was like, I'm not coming after you. But then I think that Kat's real issue is she doesn't know how to have a cohesive conversation that flows. She's someone that cuts her own self off. So she'd be like, I'm not gonna come after you. Well, unless you came after me, ha ha ha. And it was, and then it's like weird. It's like, are you genuine? So it makes her not trustworthy in it. And I can see how he feels that she is a big threat. But it's also interesting to me that people target their own personalities.
Yeah.
Because Tommy clearly
Absolutely.
Has good relationships with everyone
I
in the
thought
house.
The same thing.
So I was like, how would you go up there and say that when in flip they can say that about you?
Well, they're so, I mean, obviously Christy and Tommy, which I really wanted to talk about and get into, is just that they are so hypocritical. I mean, they've every single thing that they've done, like in terms of calling Kat and Holly out for
we don't have it together today.
No, we really don't. calling them out for knowing each other. I mean, there's so many different things that they've did. Like, you guys all know each other. Like, I can't believe this. Like, you guys know each other. Anyway.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Just by the way, when they go back and watch and know that actually Tommy and Christy, like, dated family members, that's huge.
Yeah.
They should be very embarrassed.
Well,
I
want to get to that in just a second.
Yeah.
I know that Kat, so in Kat's eviction speech, she did say that she would have chosen, when Julie asked her who she would be loyal to, because she always touts loyalty, she said that she would have chosen Jess and Nicole over Holly. And I just want to know, do you guys believe that? Because I don't. I think that maybe this week she would, but I think, again, it's the unpredictability of Kat.
I believe her, actually.
You do.
Based on how upset she was when she was put up on NOMS, she based her entire, like, emotional breakdown on the fact that, like, she and Jess and Nicole and Cliff were on such a high the week before. I think she really does care for these people and really wants them to win. And she was saying, we were just saying we're all, like, we're gonna win, and now I'm on the block. So I think she feels really deeply about Nicole and Jess, because I think she relates to them in terms of being kind of an outsider. Because she is Mickey's outsider. I think she harbors still a lot of resentment for Mickey. Mm. And I think that might spill over a little bit of resentment toward Holly, because Mickey chose Holly over Kat after he went through Kat.
I disagree. And what you just brought up with her referencing last week, I think less like, we were such a good team, these are my allies. She was more like, oh my God, I finally was safe because someone was HOH, you know, and I trusted these people. I think that she trusts them, yes. But do I think that she would have gone the long haul with Jessica and Nicole? I don't, because she made a final two with Holly.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she kind of easily got over. I don't know, their connection, the Holly and Kat connection is weird, because when they were so close and girlfriends and know each other, that was long after the situation happened with Mickey. So I don't think that, I think that she just flows where the power is, honestly.
Yeah,
I think that she's a Nick.
That's true.
She's a Nick.
She's a floater.
Yeah.
I mean, Kat is, that to me, we were talking about what's the definition of floater. That to me is the definition of floater, because Kat is playing the game.
Girl, I think Sis is a floater. Wait, what are you going to
tell me? I think a floater is someone who's teetering between the two. I know that we have, this is the difference that we have.
The great divide. Yes.
I mean, I think that there's probably multiple definitions. There's people that just sit on the sidelines and do nothing and just like are pitted in an alliance.
Okay, let's
say
our own definition of floater.
I think to me, when I was just even writing what we were going to talk about tonight, I was thinking that was a term that came to mind. I was like, wow, that I think is actually my definition of a floater now, which is someone who is teetering between both sides of the house. Like,
okay.
they're floating back and forth to where the power is.
Okay.
Kind of like where Nick is, or even Tyler, I would say, was a Tyler from BB20 was like that. But yeah, go ahead, because I wanted to throw up the Kat and Holly thing, we talked about this last week. We'll keep going.
Okay. Yes.
So
my definition of a floater is someone who literally just floats around and does nothing. They just let
furniture. Angela.
Yeah. They They don't, they're not, they don't win things. They don't have a real strategy, and they just, they depend on other people. They're like, no blood on my hand. I'm not going to win anything. I don't want to make decisions. Yeah. That to me is a floater, which is why Rachel's like, floaters get a life jacket, because you're no longer just going to sit on your butts and not play this game while the rest of us are risking our own game each and every week.
Mm-hmm. That's my definition as well. I mean, like, you can, like, I just determine somebody who goes back and forth and is able to maneuver back and forth where the power is a good game player, like good social game. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like a floater...
Who's that last one, Ryan? Sorry, keep going.
Oh, are you
going
to interrupt?
No, no, keep going. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for interrupting.
I'm just kidding. No, I view a floater as somebody who literally like sits back, relaxes, and floats their way to the end.
Yeah.
And whether that's like being lodged in an alliance like Sis or... Like, JC, Nicole. Like, did JC do a lot in his alliance? I mean, he had a good social game.
Did he win? I think he won HOH, though, didn't he? I can't remember. Anyway, I think those, I see, this is what I think. I think it's, they're all good definite, you know, I mean, I think that there are certain aspects, like, they, we should be defining these. Like, we should be the people to define this, like,
BB
honestly.
Dictionary.
Yeah. But I think that that's, because I agree with you, too, because, like, Kat, but I guess I wouldn't, I guess Kat was... Sort
she's
of.
Won stuff.
She won veto.
She won veto.
And she's always been a consistent target, too. Usually floaters are not a consistent target, or at least someone who's just always on the block. Like, I would say, well, it's hard at this stage of the game. It's easier to identify the floaters more early on, but it, does one win really justify it? So, like, is Jessica a floater, though she won a veto in HOH?
No, I wouldn't say Jessica's a floater.
At this point, she wouldn't be, but before she would have, she was, before she started winning. So it's like this crossover that happens.
See, I just don't think that... I think that... The winning thing, I think that's got to be something else. That, to me, seems to be something else, but whatever. I digress. What I wanted to see, so, Ryan, it's the Instagram. It's the Instagram.
That's
it's like a
them.
Caption. This is, keep going. So, yeah, all right. So, we talked about this last week, and I just wanted to show you guys. This is what the evidence or whatever that somebody else found. Obviously, I did not go find this, although that would have been... Cool
okay, well,
I
first
did.
Off, mom.
That's
a little insulting. So this is how I feel about this, because basically this is to imply that Holly and Kat knew each other.
Yeah.
They admitted to knowing each other on social media because they ran in the same circle. So, yes, they followed each other. They may have commented on different posts, but I believe that they've never met or hung out or were friends. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of social friends that we have.
Yeah. True.
So, and I think that's
it is a
big
different,
difference.
It is a different thing.
Yeah.
It's just
it's
interesting.
It's familiarity, for sure.
It's just interesting. I'm just still so mad that they didn't like this a twist.
I know.
Like, it's just so, it's so ridiculous. But anyway, to finish this conversation, I think although Kat, yes, is very entertaining, and I would have liked to see her kind of figure out how she was going to operate later in the game as numbers started to dwindle, like, it would be really interesting to see her in, like, the final five, or just to see what she would do, if she would become, like, a Victoria, or, like, if she would... Whatever she
a
would...
Victoria.
You know, like, from
season
16.
She's a floater.
Yeah, she talk
she
about
didn't do nothing.
I thought you were like, who's Victoria? but I think Cliff is the right person to move forward in the game, to take on all of these other sides of the house. I do. I think that
you
he's...
You think that he... Okay, so Cliff is strategic, and he has all these plans. I just don't know if he has what it takes to execute it, especially when it comes to Endurance Cop. He's like, oh, my leg is out. And,
my
and,
leg.
Yeah, and I think that he did well at winning some stuff. And,
I love Cliff.
And trust, I love the way he dove in and made efforts.
But that's what I mean. I think that's the strategy thing. Kat does not – Kat can't – Kat doesn't have a strategy. I think she has one week to week. That's the thing that I keep thinking. It's like, she says she's loyal to somebody, and like, I'm not saying that she's not a loyal person, but I just think that she's very much in the sense, like, not confused, but just like, she goes, like, she's a floater. Yeah. She floats, she goes to a moment, like, if someone's nice to her, someone helps her out this week, whatever.
Yeah.
But I want to talk to you guys about the, so there were a lot of, flopped ops, flopped opportunities, flops. There was a huge flop.
Opportunities.
Well, I was just
floppers.
Reading this on that. I mean, I guess it didn't really occur to me, but a lot of people were very much up in arms about America's Field Trip running off the road. If you,
oh
will,
yeah, oh.
Oh my god. I am literally here.
So after Chrissy became the third nominee, Tommy won the beloved OTIF comp and pulled her off the block. This pissed off a lot of fans because Chrissy and Tommy's relationship prior to the house. That's what they're saying. Obviously, we know, which we've already talked about, that Chrissy dated Tommy's Tommy's aunt or whatever. But this is now, there's some new information that I didn't know either, but apparently someone found, and maybe this isn't the same Facebook post, but someone found in an old Facebook post that Chrissy was saying, like, happy birthday to Tommy, and she called him her childhood friend turned nephew. So they have known each other a lot. That would make them know each other a lot longer.
Just that terminology makes me uncomfortable. Yeah, like, one of my childhood friends becoming my nephew. Yeah.
But, like, I just don't... And so what I did... I also found... So Big Brother executive producer Allison Grodner did acknowledge the Chrissy and Tommy connection in an article with Entertainment Weekly. And she admitted the casting directors thought their shared history would add an interesting dynamic to the show. She said, we liked what both Tommy and Chrissy brought to the show as individuals. Mm-hmm. We knew that they had a past together and decided to see how that would play out in the house. But my God, this goes back to my first point. Why is this a, why wasn't this presented to us in the beginning of the show? Why wasn't this a twist? What, I mean, again, they're covering, you know, we can keep saying this. I think we all know the answer to this. But now is it unfair? Now is it becoming an actual issue with, like, with the game? Because Tommy pulling Chrissy off the block mm-hmm. when America has nominated her just seems unfair in a sense.
Okay.
In a sense.
I feel like
so,
we're
going what do you
far.
Guys think?
Okay, let's unpack it a little bit.
Yeah.
First level, when it comes to Chrissy, when you say, why didn't they present it? We found out on the opening episode that mm-hmm. they knew each other.
Right. But when the Nolan twins went in, they were like, there is a twin. They're going to be switching places.
But that
places.
Was different, because that was a twins. Whole, like, setup. That was a sting operation.
But even in OTT, like, with the Willettes.
But people found out that, too, because they're sisters. They look alike.
Right, but they didn't... Okay, I think I'm curious to how you wanted it to be presented, because there was narration, and there wasn't even a host on OTT. OTT. So we found out that Morgan and Alex were sisters because them saying it in the DRs and all of seeing that play out. So I feel like it was exactly the same with Tommy and Chrissy. They both said, oh, I know him. Oh, I act like I didn't. I saw him walking through. The same with... I mean, with Tamar and Candy on Celebrity Big Brother, they're like, oh, we know each other, we have drama, but we're gonna da-da-da. Nobody hosted it. Guys, let me tell you about this twist, you know? So I don't
That's
see nothing
true.
Wrong
you're,
with it.
You're right. I just think that, I just wish they would have been like, we've planned, I mean, it just didn't seem like it was, it seemed almost more of an afterthought rather than like a calculated, here's, you know, here's what we did here.
Okay, now
you know?
I see what you're saying. Okay, so you're saying like, they planted two people, already creating a two-person alliance from the beginning, a luxury that none of the other house guests had, but didn't balance that out with, like, okay, this could work because they're in an automatic alliance, but how is it going to work against them? It hasn't worked against them. They just,
not
like,
at all.
They
right,
just put
just
two friends
chance.
In with
yeah.
each
yeah.
other. But that puts them in an unfair
but
advantage.
But no, because, okay, Alex and Morgan, for example, they were estranged or they hadn't talked in a while. Okay, the twins, they had to swap and alternate positions. They were saying the tension at the beginning because I think she had just broken up with the aunt.
It ended badly,
right?
Too.
Ended badly, so they were probably like, "Ooh, family drama." But Tommy's not someone to have drama, and Chrissy just seems like okay. And for the sake of the house, so it could have gone
either way.
It was
maybe
just
that's the
chance
true.
Of luck.
Gosh, you're really changing my opinion here. Like, I'm serious. Well, I mean, I still feel like it's. I still just feel like it just felt a little gypped because I was like, I love the twist. That I really am such like a sucker for the Big Brother twists, and I like really. And I thought maybe like, oh, when we found it that like, you know, Jackson and Ovi went to the same school, and Holly and Kat might know each other. Like there were these like, even if there were eight people that knew each other, and like everybody was like, this was a calculated move. It was like very.
Everybody had a
link. It wasn't about the individuals. Like this thing, she's like, we like them both as individuals. Yeah. Okay, but like. The thing would have been fun is to put them in together and then see how they navigated that. But at the same time, then you have three other people who may know each other like very thinly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have been cool because then you're like, you know each other, like you know each other, like yeah. That would have just
who else
been
knows
like,
each other. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, like I think,
that, I think
that would be interesting.
Craving a twist,
I agree.
We haven't. I remember there was one point a few seasons ago. It felt like there was like, okay, enough with the twist. They're like giving it to us. Like,
there was
twist,
too many.
But first. Yeah. But yeah, I agree. But another point that you were making about tonight or about last night's episode with Tommy pulling Christy off of the block, I don't really take issue with that either because, number one, I don't think he pulled her off because of his previous relationship. Over this season, they formed an alliance. And I think that if it would have been Sis, he would have did the same thing.
Really? See, I don't think so.
I think so.
He's so loyal to this. Like, he didn't even want to put any of the six shooters
He would have taken that opportunity to strengthen his bond with a potential alliance.
Yeah, like, and on top of that, technically, America did not vote for Christy to be on the block.
Yeah.
She had the opportunity to be safe. So it was just how she played, and then... Yeah, that I hate when that happens. Oh, I was just like, this is perfect. I was along the ride with Mickey in this diary session. She was like, this happened. I'm like, yeah, get her out. And then
honestly,
it was just like a reset.
If Mickey had lost America's field trip, I think Tommy has had a good chance of maybe pulling Mickey off if he would have won the veto. Because I think that's an obvious, like... chance to say, like, oh, I want to strengthen my bond and get in good graces with somebody who was on the block during my HOH with, like, outside of my control. So this is an opportunity for me to save this person and then they owe me one later.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Yeah, I think that Christy would have convinced me.
No, I actually...
That's the only reason.
I mean, seriously, you guys changed my mind. Really, that's a good point because...
It's a point, but with Mickey's situation, Christy probably would have... convinced him
probably
to go ahead and take the shot. Even the other house guests, they're not all of a fan of Mickey.
But I think Tommy's initial, what you're saying is, I think Tommy's initial thought would be like, I want to make sure that, like, no one, at least Mickey, would feel included, because he's the only one to me seeming to know that this jury is going to be bitter. I mean, he's the only one that's playing.
He's the only one who knows that America doesn't like it.
Yeah.
It's like they don't like
us. I wanted to know.
I was going to ask you, Charles, all the reactions, like, obviously Christy cried every time she thought America hated her. Mickey was like, I know America probably hates me. Like, I don't care. What did you think of all those?
I thought that they were standard. Like, I thought that Mickey...
Well, would you have thought, like, if you got picked for this, that would you have felt the same way?
I would be reacting like Christy. I would be like, oh my God, I've messed up so badly. I have portrayed myself in such a bad light. I have some serious thinking to do. Oh my God. And Mickey's like, honestly, like, I was a partner with the biggest ass in the house. Obviously, people aren't going to like me.
No. If you were being Christy, if you wanted to portray Christy, you'd be like, yes, Tommy won the HOH, but I still had to win that comp.
The comp.
And that means America hates me. Wait, every time I think about it, I just can't. Like.
It would have been bad. I was not surprised at all at the reactions. Yeah. Because, like, Mickey was totally insightful. He was like, why would you vote for somebody you like to be at risk of being put on the block?
Right.
Yeah.
No, they don't like
us. And I think Mickey was trolling her. Every time she was like, America hates us, Sis is like, no, they don't. He's like, yes, they do.
Yeah, they don't like us. Yeah,
they don't like us.
He doesn't care.
Well, in America, maybe.
Because he's Cody. He's a Cody.
He is.
He's not as bad as, like, stale, militant, non-emotion as Cody, but yeah.
I mean, America may hate her, but Christy is playing her ass off. Like, she really is. You have to give her credit for that.
Yeah.
I'm just really upset. She goes and gets her towel. I'm really upset. Starts crying.
Why does there have to be a third nominee? We're going to get to the crying. Don't worry.
Right.
All right, Charles.
But as she said that, you have Jess that's laying on her. That could have been like, well, why the hell was there a banish day one?
Yeah,
like, come on.
Exactly.
You're complaining 85,000 days later. Okay.
All right, Charles, take it away with your special segment.
So this special segment is a little segment I like to call houseguestsonly.com. Wow, isn't that a dating site you would like to join?
Yeah.
No.
There probably should be one because there are so many Big Brother houseguests.
So many good-looking houseguests.
Like, already
single.
All right.
I'm surprised more aren't together.
Right. So So in this segment, thank you. Can we get a little more harp?
Yeah.
Maybe
just do your sexy shoulders that you like to do.
House guests only. So as we know, a lot of the Big Brother house guests bond in the Big Brother house because it's a very unique situation, which results in a large amount of relationships. And in this season of Big Brother, one relationship in particular that stuck out was Nick and Bella. They were very close from the start. Nick expressed some serious feelings toward Bella. I think he actually said, "I love you," and Bella didn't say, "I love you" back. She said, "Thank you," or something. Nick for sure said, "I love you" to Bella, because I remember marking that. So, as we all know, Bella was evicted several weeks back, did not make it to jury, so she had the opportunity to peruse social media and saw this on social media. If you're seeing it, that is Nick and Sis cuddling in bed, a screenshot taken from one of the live feeds where they're snuggling up. And she tweeted, "I understand firsthand how being in the Big Brother house can cause house guests to feel extremely close to each other. Unfortunately, at this time, I can no longer support Nick and his actions. No one deserves to feel second in a relationship." And she got a lot of support for this. This tweet got a lot of likes, and then she replied to the tweet and said, "I am trying to learn from my mistakes and show that I recognize that there are two sides to every story. I did not listen to Nicole, and I have immense regret for it. Regardless of the circumstances, everyone deserves to be heard. Listening is not the same as forgiveness." And right there she was saying that she was referencing another tweet she posted saying that she would meet with Nick after the show and hear him out. And people were saying, "What are you going to take him back?" And she was saying, "Listening is not the same as forgiveness." Okay. There it is. "Maybe Nick and I can discuss this once he is out of the house and go from there." A lot of people were saying, "No, don't take him back."
Because that did seem a little...
Right.
I just keep the door open.
This... Clearly, they're not together. The Nick and Bella train has stopped. Everybody deboard. And... Yeah, we love the Twitter mess.
But that's nothing compared to what he was doing with Tommy.
Right. Is she going to screenshot Tommy?
That's way... last night.
Tommy was very flirty. Or Nick was very flirty with Tommy.
What happened?
He did say, "I'm comfortable with my sexuality."
It was on last night's show when they were like... I love Tommy. Like, they were like, "I love each other." They were cuddling. They were kissing. Yeah. Like, he was kissing on the cheek.
Yeah. They were very close. And I actually saw...
I don't recall.
You blacked that out, didn't you?
Yeah. Nick was very close to Tommy and saying, like, "Tommy's so cute. He looks hot in this picture. Wow, look at Tommy. He's so hot." And then Tommy was describing his ultimate ideal boyfriend, and he was basically describing Nick. He was saying tall, muscular, tattoos, a beard, maybe dark hair, East Coast accent. And Christy was like, So you're describing Nick. And Tommy, like, laughed. And, and then Nick went on to explain, like, a lot of guys aren't comfortable with their sexuality, but I think it's okay to cuddle up with a guy. I don't think there's anything wrong.
That's so weird to me because I thought about that at the beginning of the season because Jack and Tommy would cuddle so much.
Oh, yeah.
They would cuddle so much. It was a little uncomfortable. And then also... was it last season? There was another season, JC, but his actions were a little eerie. I don't know. It's just something. I don't know. It's just weird.
Frankie Grande and Zach.
Yeah, they flirted a lot.
Do men do that?
Well,
if you're straight,
I don't.
Men do.
I honestly, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I probably would. It wouldn't be like a big I don't know that it's that big of a deal. It is.
Yeah. You become very close with these people in the house. And I think that, like, honestly, in the Big Brother house, you're looking for some kind of, like, human connection and affection. And whenever you know that it's not, like, platonic or the person isn't going to catch feelings, like, I think Nick knows that Tommy understands that this isn't really serious and he just wants, like, physical touch and affection. Like, even
maybe
Tommy,
when it's, like, one of the men are a little bit smaller, like a JC or a Tommy, because it's almost, like, childlike.
Yeah. Okay. Or a girl.
A lady.
A girl,
because they're smaller. They have like more of a.
It's like a more feminine
figure. Aww.
I did see on one of the live feed clips that Nick kind of crossed the line in one moment with Tommy. Like he came up to Tommy and he just like jumped on him and like dry humped him, and was like, "What? That's what guys like, right?" And Tommy was like, "No, Nick, like get off of me. Guys don't like that." And he looked really kind of distraught from it. So. Nick may be riding a fine line.
Honestly, I think that this whole Nick, Sis, Bella thing is being blown out of proportion, too. I think, I mean, listen, if she's not going to be upset, and maybe she is, but if she's not going to be upset about what's happening with Tommy, then I don't think she needs to be happy. I mean, I get it. It's different because he's straight and what is that, you know? Is he cisgender? No, I mean, but like I'm saying that if you can't like have one, maybe Nick is just like that, like you said, maybe he just wants physical touch.
Who
and
wants
he's like
that though? I mean, this is my question though, the relationship word that she used. Are they in a relationship?
No, they're not.
Well,
Tommy and Nick? No.
No.
Nick and Bella.
Nick and Bella.
I mean, I thought they were.
I don't think
did
so.
Did they decide that? I mean,
she
is
said,
it one
didn't
thing?
Did she say boyfriend when she was talking to Julie?
Because if they made it official, what he's doing is inappropriate. You don't have another girl all wrapped up, and or are they kissing, and they just look all close. People just need to...
Yeah, I just think Nick maybe like... I mean, I don't condone his behavior, and I don't think it's appropriate if they are dating or in a relationship, but I think that he probably is someone who just wants a physical touch. Yeah, and I think he's just... I think it's probably very platonic, but he just wants to... He just wants to have these...
Intimacy.
Yeah.
And I'd do it, too. I mean,
well, I am highly affectionate, but I'm not gonna... Just roll up under someone else if I was in a relationship.
Roll up.
Just roll up.
I will and saying. I have.
But can I just say one thing, though? I can see through the tweet with Bella that there is some level of growth that is happening.
Yeah,
that's nice
absolutely.
To see. Bit of reflection, a little bit of, you know, taking accountability for some wrongs.
Yeah.
I think she's definitely. I'm sure she's extremely humbled. It seems like from her social media and from other stuff. But I mean, is also this as a complete side note? Is Sis smart? Because she was she was making a lot of sense to Mickey last night.
I just
thought of this.
She was proud of herself for that though.
That
like,
was
you could
really
tell.
Smart. I was like, where did you come from?
What you're referencing is Mickey was saying we need to keep Christy on the block because this is our only opportunity to take her out. When are we going to get this other opportunity? And Sis was like, hold up, Christy's a bigger target than you are. She's a meat shield, and to get further in this game, you need somebody who's a bigger target than you.
Yeah.
And Mickey was like, duh. Like he was kind of confronted with the reality of the situation.
No, but I love, he's like, I had to act. First off, he never acts like that in real life, so the drama, you're right.
I know.
Fine. He never concedes to anything, but at this point,
so
I don't quite know if Sis is smart, because she was like, yeah, okay, good, like, so
oh
you're following.
God.
And he's like over here having a seizure on the bed.
I've never seen Sis in the diary room either. Maybe one time I've seen her in the diary room in like the entire broadcast show.
That's what she said. She was like, well, America doesn't hate me, because I don't even talk.
Yeah, she's like,
at least she's self-aware. She's like, I never talk, America.
But I am surprised that she was a choice. That was so left field.
That was weird.
I wouldn't even have thought about her on the voting scale.
No, not at all.
Maybe because she was like buddy-buddy with Jack.
Oh, and that's something that's interesting. I wonder, I'm pretty sure Jack was on that list had he had stayed in the house,
I
wonder who he would have pushed. You know? Like, I wonder who wouldn't have been. Would it have been
probably
Annalise,
Sis.
Or would it have been Mickey? Like, I'm
probably
curious.
Probably Sis. Everybody wanted to vote Jackson, Jack, and
Christy. Yeah.
No way
so
did
she
they
just
want.
Had his residuals.
They for sure wanted that.
It's probably a landslide for Mickey.
Right. But, Jess, did you... So, let's get to the crying, Jess. You want to
Oh, yes. This is a segment called... Boo Clucking Who.
Boo Clucking Who.
Bawk. Okay. I'm sorry. I was going to crack myself up. So Boo Clucking Who is all about the tears that poured this week and the hilarity behind them. So two parts to it. So much crying, too much crying, so much funny crying, and so much annoying crying. Mm-hmm. So out of all the people... who were crying, I want to know who do you think was the funniest every time their tears broke, and who was the most annoying. It could be the same people.
Mm-hmm. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go.
For me, the funniest was Christy, because she just looks funny. For me, the funniest was Christy, because she always cries. And the most annoying, I think, was Kat, because it made me realize, like, her head wasn't... Yeah, there's the chicken. It made me realize her head wasn't in the game when she was crying when she was nominated. She was crying when she had to push Cliff aside. Like, get your head in the game. I was annoyed by that. And it was funny when Christy cried, because it's always funny when Christy cries. And it's nothing against Christy. I just think it's funny. Like, she just looks, it's funny.
Well, I think
she's clearly emotional.
And I agree with you. I think Christy was the funniest to watch, only because, like, the things that come out of her mouth, like, she's, again, talking about being irrational. Like, she's just, the things that are coming out of her mouth, like, why is this happening? Like, the thing that killed me was, like, why does there have to be three nominees? Why is there a third nominee? Like, I just don't understand.
Would you rather there only be two?
I'm like, what do you mean? Right. That doesn't, like, that's part of the, that's the twist. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, that's, you know why.
Yeah.
And then I would have said Christy was the most annoying too, but she's also the most fun to watch. But I think Kat was the most annoying in the competition last night when she was crying during OTEP
while she was covered in bird
and she's like she like makes this, she does like a noise when she cries, and also when after the nomination ceremony she's like, I'm so sorry, I just and you're like, I know that you, I mean, I get it's emotional, and obviously, like, if you're on the block, but, like, it's just so, it's just bizarre. God.
And also, so, for, no, my turn, I'm sorry, I have to, because for that reason is why Kat is the funniest to me.
She makes that noise.
Opposite of you guys. Kat is hilarious to me every time she cries, because it's so, like, odd and random, the moment, and I'm not expecting it. Chrissy is annoying as hell now because she cries at the drop of every dime. Yeah. It doesn't matter what she cries, or she's like, I can't believe Jack and Mickey are both nominated. Nobody wins veto. I just can't believe it's down to the two of you. We're not really going home. You hate Mickey. Why are you crying?
Yeah.
She cries, oh my God, I didn't know. Oh, you got a letter from your mom. Oh my God, we're out of ice. Like, she cries for everything. So I'm just like, yes. Plop, plop. I'm just so tired of Chrissy. But Kat, when I can't tell you how many pounds I lost last night when that OTEV thing happened. Oh my God. Everything that you just described. And then also when she cried, what was the moment? She cried and it was like, she started to cry and then she was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
At the nominations.
Okay, because my thing is, your crying isn't embarrassing. All these explanations afterward is what's embarrassing.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah. Honorable mention to Jess watching the OTEV competition when Cliff got evicted. Just the one single, like...
And Nicole. And
modeling.
Nicole.
Full modeling. Just...
But Nicole...
Yeah, Nicole had her mouth covered. Like,
I still don't understand why they were crying. Can anybody please...
It was
they
just
were
sad for Cliff.
But it was like...
Because Cliff, like, really tried. He got
trying,
there first.
I know, but, it, but
he
like,
was
the
trying
tears,
to get up there.
I don't know.
I feel like the other people cried, too.
It was, like, the manifestation of watching somebody with total good intentions in the game and a plan just literally not be able to execute physically.
Yeah.
Like, he should have won, but it was just,
I wonder how many...
Rocky background music.
I wonder if everybody cried. Because, I mean, seriously, because I'm sure Sis cried.
Okay.
It was emotional.
You're saying, like, for Cliff?
No. Like,
just
I'm just saying in general, like, maybe we didn't even see.
I feel like there's one person that I've never seen cry.
And Mickey?
No, he's cried, I think, because he was like, it's so hard. There was, like, one time he cried. Who? Holly. Her chain of, her emotional connections is very kind of off to me. Like, that moment that... Mickey had won the safety, and we all know when you win, you go into the storage room and you get down and you do your celebration dance. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Mm-hmm. Come here. Give me a hug. Yeah, come here, honey.
Come
mm-hmm.
here, baby."
And he's like, "Oh my God, oh my God, this happened. This happened. This happened." Just like, and she's like, mm-hmm.
"Come here, baby."
And I was like, "That's such a weird." I was so mad. I like when they do the dance, even if it's awkward, like Nicole, Jessica, Cliff.
That was
and,
so awkward.
Yeah, that was the worst. Okay. They didn't know what they were doing. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Who do you guys want to? Let's go into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
That smells so good. All right, you guys. Who do you want? All right, let's do a two-parter. We always do it every year, every week. Who do you want to win HOH, and who do you think is going to win HOH?
Who I want to win HOH, I want Nicole to win HOH, but who I think is going to win, I think that Holly is going to win HOH.
That's interesting, because I actually was going to say I want Holly to win HOH. Mm-hmm. It's time for some reckoning with Christy. It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's time. She's done really well, and good for her if she continues, but... She's, like you've pointed out, she's been highly hypocritical in the way that she's playing the game. She's gotten away with so much. So it would be nice to see, get her out there with her buddy Jack. who I think is going to win. Who, honestly, I think Nick could win. I saw something.
I forgot about Nick.
Well, I didn't know who that person was. I feel like he was literally have been dead, like a zombie walking around the house until this week. He was energized. I didn't understand his passion. You're not going to be Chrissy. I got you. Pick me for Vita. He was so intense.
Sorry.
Watch out, Bella.
Yeah, watch out, Bella. And Tommy. And sis.
But yeah, his passion was very intense, and he came through. I mean, he almost won. It was just one little piece that he was missing. But yeah,
yeah. I definitely want like Nicole to win. I think she would be really good.
She's due for one.
Yeah, she's due for one. I think it would. Who I think could win? Now that you just said that, is Nick. I think that because he is. And it'd be interesting. I mean, I feel like it would probably be predictable, but I could also see him being like, this is all fake the whole time, and maybe he like actually hates them.
No.
I know.
He is loyal.
I can just dream.
He was asking Chrissy, what blood type are you? Do you need me to give you some? Like, he was so dedicated. It was eerie. But something you just said, Nicole. Yeah. Okay, so and you want Nicole too.
Yeah.
So my follow-up question for this prediction is, if she was to win, who do you think she would put up?
I think she'd put up
Christy and Tommy.
Christy and Tommy. Mm. Yeah, I think she'd put them up.
Even though Tommy didn't target her this week.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think so.
She would do Christy and
maybe
Nikki.
Maybe those two. Yeah.
I think she would do Christy and Tommy. She knows Mickey's gunning after Christy. I think she senses that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But Cliff is intuitive. One point that just honorable mention when he was like, the six, they act like they're apart, but they're actually still together. It was really obvious, but at least he said it. Yeah. I guess other people could say
he's
strategy.
Very intuitive. I think he's playing a good social game. I think Tommy's right on that. He's like, you have a lot of working relationships, but again, so is Tommy. So,
yeah.
All right, guys. That's it.
Great.
That's it for us.
Wow.
That's it for us.
What a week.
Tune in next Thursday for another after show following the live eviction. And if you ever want more Big Brother 21 coverage, be sure to check out Big Brother Daily with Rachel Swindler. That's Rachel, who usually sits here. Monday through Thursday until the end of the season. Also catch Big Brother Small World with JC right here on AfterBuzz. Both are right here on AfterBuzz TV. We're not here together. I'm not here.
It's okay. It's almost over.
That's every Tuesday. But it's always a pleasure, guys. It's time to say goodbye. Jess,
it's
take
time
it away.
To say goodbye. Well... Boo clucking who? The show is over. But we can't wait to see you guys next week. Hopefully some good drama will go down. Yes. And we have a lot more to talk about. But anyway, you can find me on my social medias at Twitter. On Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams. And check out my Instagram. I just posted a full dancing video montage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And on my Instagram, you can find out how I'm living my life before the wife. It's at Charles Connolly on Facebook or on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice from outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz Studios. Good night.
Good night.
Hey.
Night. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.